This episode of Wildcat Alley Podcast is sponsored by our friends at Underdog Fantasy. And what better time to start using Underdog Fantasy than right now? March Madness has come along, and we are ready to get going. Use our promo code WCA24 to get a match up to $100 up to your first deposit. This is a great opportunity to start using Underdog Fantasy. Why not bet along with us? WCA24 is our promo code. Thanks for the sponsorship. Welcome back, everybody. This is season 2, episode 10 of the Wildcat Alley Podcast. I'm Alex Mercatulio. Got my main man, Juice Thompson, here. We got a special edition of the Wildcat Alley Podcast today. Probably our favorite episode to record 2 years in a row. We got our March Madness edition. The Cats are dancing. We got a 9 seed going up against the 8 seed, Florida Atlantic, who made a Final Four run last year. Juice, really looking forward to the episode today. We'll obviously dive into our matchup, how we seem to fare against FAU and beyond. But first and foremost, let's take a look at the week past. We had a quick exit from the Big Ten tournament, but let's take some silver linings from it. Would love to hear your feedback on what you thought about the game, how we played, what some learnings or findings can be that we can build on leading into obviously the tournament kicking off in Brooklyn on Friday.
Yeah.
Juice, great to have you. Let's start with the Wisconsin game, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah. No, we didn't get the result that we wanted to get. No, it was good. We got that extra rest, getting that double bye. But like you said, silver lining, we lost that first game to Wisconsin, but that gave us some more time to get that rest because, as you know, it came out in the reports, Matthew Nicholson, he's out. He won't play in the tournament. Ty Berry, he's been out. So guys are banged up and bruised up. You know how it is playing in the Big Ten. So we get a couple extra days of rest. We figured out who we're going to play. And, you know, just the Wisconsin game, I thought we had it. The way Boo started off, unbelievable. My record got broken. I thought Boo was going to do it. He was just lights out in the way that he's playing. You know, I got to shout out Terrence Shannon Jr. too. You know, he's a Lincoln Park alumni high school just like you. So I definitely had to reach out to him and congratulate him. And, you know, I'm happy that it was someone from, you know, my high school, but I was wishing it was Boo. But, you know, it was just feel like we guys got tired. It was tough. We couldn't make shots. And, you know, we just didn't do a great job defending. You know, Crowell hit some of those threes, and AJ Storr was just unreal. At one point, him and Boo were going back and forth, and, you know, it was just something to learn from. And, you know, Ryan Langborg, you know, it's his time is coming up. I'm happy it's the tournament, and, you know, we probably would have got that game if he didn't get into some foul trouble. That kind of set us back because Wisconsin, you know, they made some key adjustments, especially after Boo got that little knee injury. He went out for a few minutes, and it's like the game, the momentum kind of shifted. And from there, they were just doing a great job just collapsing on him anytime he drove into the paint. And they were kind of daring, like, Blake Smith to shoot the three. You know, Martinelli, he missed some of those bunnies that he's, you know, usually makes, and we're all confident in him. We know he's going to make that. But from that game, just got to, you know, limit the foul trouble, stay confident, keep shooting. Those shots will fall and learn from it. You know, we get our rest, and now we're going to move forward to the tournament. But what was your perspective? You know, I was here watching it. I'm on the laptop. You know, I got it on the TV. I was watching on my laptop and the TV. I'm watching two screens. But you were there in person. What was your perspective on the game? And what was it like? I know you were sitting next to Reggie Hearn, our good friend from back in the day. Yeah, what was that like? Tell me your take from being in the arena, the atmosphere. What was that like?
Yeah, it was cool. You know, it was only my second time ever at Target Center. It was a decent venue, I would say. I think, you know, the United Center and, you know, Indianapolis are probably better venues and would probably draw a little bit of a better crowd. It was very Wisconsin heavy just due to the location, right? Mm-hmm. But overall, it was solid. It was cool. I mean, we were really close to the action. It was obviously great sitting next to Reg. It was great picking his brain as he's now a scout for the San Antonio Spurs organization. So that was cool to get his insight and perspective on some of the guys, some of the players that he was there checking out. So that was cool. Game related, it was you know, it comes down to we just didn't have that secondary scoring option that we've been keen to seeing, right? Brooks struggled from the field. I thought we got really good looks, especially Brooks. Like, we had some wide open threes. And then just some plays that, you know, could have gone both ways. You know, plays where we had a transition break that we didn't convert on that ended up turning into a couple points on the other end, whether it was a foul or it was an easy bucket for Wisconsin in transition. So, you know, a few plays either way could have really turned the tides for the game. And again, I think, you know, what it came down to was a couple of defensive breakdowns of, you know, maybe not being in tune with the scout like we typically are. And then also they made some good plays. AJ Storr, like you mentioned, played well. Crowell hit some threes. And we've done a good job on Crowell in our past games versus Wisconsin. He was kind of that X factor that we tried to take out from when playing them. But he played a great game, hit some big threes for them and really spaced the floor for the others to get going. But again, I think it came down to just us lacking that secondary guy that could put the ball in the hoop. Ryan only played 22 minutes. Brooks struggled from the field. Martinelli struggled from the field. And we really got no production out of the center position. So moving forward, you know, we're going to have that. It's going to have to be a collective effort. Boo is obviously doing his thing, shooting the ball at a really high clip. I think we need to do a better job of, you know, getting him shots when he's feeling that, right? Like, I feel like he's had games like this where, you know, he's gone on a clip where he's made 2, 3, 4 threes in a row or in a short window. And then, you know, just this game, it happened to he got a little banged up. But I think sometimes this year we kind of go away from him. And, you know, it could be a product of teams sending two at him. I know we talked about that in the press conference of teams adjusting and sending two. But we really got to find a way to make these teams pay if they're going to try to take him out of the game like that.
Yeah, I agree. And as we're on the topic of Boo, All-American list came out. I don't mean to completely go away from the game. I feel he got snubbed. I think he's
all. I do too.
Honorable mention, yeah, that's good, great. I think he deserved to be an All-American. What he's done, even the Bob Cousy list, he's not a top five point guard in the league.
Come on.
In the country.
What are you doing
here? Yeah, so that's just something that bothered me. And I'm pretty sure that's putting a chip on his shoulder moving forward. And, you know, to go back a little bit, I agree. I think we got to do some things to kind of free him up and make it a little bit easier for him. And I do like the action that they've been running, you know, where Brooks is bringing the ball up and they got Boo coming off those floppies. That's opening up a lot of stuff for him. He was able to come off early, get a little down screen, turn into it, I think, on what, right side of the wing, go left, right into the three, and that opened up his pull-up. So pretty sure we're going to continue to see more of that. But, yeah, that All-American snub, that I couldn't believe that one.
That pissed me off, Juice. It really did. I mean, at the very least, he deserves to be on the third team. Right. Terrence Shannon being on the third team, I think, is a travesty as well. Guy averaged 23 a game. Boo averaged 19-5, couple rebounds. His assist to turnover ratio was fantastic. What he did for his team, right? Yeah. Being down multiple starters, still winning over 20 games, still competing for a top spot in the conference. Like, these are things that I think need to be in consideration.
Absolutely.
You know, at the end of the year, were we a top 25 team? No. But do I, at full strength, think we could have been or would have been? 100%. Mm-hmm. So taking away, you know, you're putting guys on there that teams have had high caliber seasons. I get. But at the same time, you have to look at individual statistics and output and usage rate and all of these things that, you know, should be taken into consideration to get on, you know, the Cousy list and All-America. I don't know what else he could have possibly done to prove that he needed to be on those lists. So I was disappointed when I saw that. But like you mentioned, I think he has been undervalued and underappreciated his entire career. This is just giving him more ammo and another opportunity to prove the haters wrong, for lack of better terms. And I think he's going to be able to do it. He's going to be able to go home and hopefully show out in Brooklyn in front of a lot of friends and family, and obviously Wildcat Nation as well. That's going to be traveling in numbers to Brooklyn. So I guess that's a good segue to get us into the best topic that we can talk of, the NCAA tournament. Another bid from the boys, right? We were a 7 seed last year. We probably got a deserving seeding just the way we kind of scuffled down the stretch and, you know, with the injuries that we're plagued by. But we got a tough draw, in my opinion. We got a tough draw. We're going against a really experienced FAU team that made that deep Final Four run last year. They basically bring everybody back. And, you know, they're battle tested and tournament tested. So it's going to be a fun matchup. I think it's going to be intriguing because they play at a different pace than we do. They have some scoring output, but I think, you know, size wise, they obviously have the big guy Golden in the middle, but I think our wings and our forward play, like Brooks, he's going to have a great game and utilize his size and mismatch ability to get us some of those switches and opportunities to take advantage of that.
I agree. And like you mentioned, they got big Golden. He's a phenomenal player. You know, he can put it on the floor. He can post up. I've seen some actions where he's setting that screen and then he's rolling to the short paint in the middle. He's faking passes, putting on the floor, one dribble dunk. And, you know, that can bother us a little bit because, you know, we're aggressive on those ball screens. But in the post, I'm personally not too worried about it. You know, we're phenomenal when we double the post, especially when we're sending Brooks over there. Those long arms, he's getting deflections. But, you know, I am worried about the guy, Johnny Davis. You know, he had that crazy run last year. You know, as a team, they had a crazy run. Cinderella team, as you mentioned, they have that experience. They're battle-tested. But he's capable of putting up some big numbers, not just scoring, but rebounding the ball, steals, assists. So he's able to do it all. And then they have some other guys that can contribute and knock down some shots. So it's going to be a good game. But ultimately, I think we just got to come out, defend how we're capable of defending, and control the pace of the game. Because, you know, FAU, they're getting up and down. They have a little bit more depth than we do, and they're not playing guys as many minutes as we do. You know, we got Brooks and Boo playing 35-plus. I think Johnny Davis is their leading minutes player at 32. Then they have a lot of guys playing 23, 24 minutes. So they're going to be able to sub guys, and they got a little bit more depth than us. But I think if we can slow it down, play at our pace, play our game, get some open shots, we're going to knock shots down. We're good, you know, on neutral sites. And like you said, Boo's going home. Expecting him to go crazy, you know, Northwestern. We got a lot of alums that are going to be out there. Message board is going crazy. So I'm expecting it to be a really, really good game, but we're going to have to slow them down, though. Any keys, anything you see for the
definitely,
game?
Definitely control the pace. I think that was a really good point. Keep them off the foul line, right? I think that's critical. Can we guard and defend without fouling? I'd like to see them have to make shots over us, right? And then can we finish possessions? You know, I think we'll have an advantage at the forward position, but like you mentioned, their guards rebound. They crash. They like to play fast, and they can get you out of position with their movement. So can we find a body? Can we box out and finish possessions if they do miss? Keep Big Golden off the glass. I'd love to see Luke Hunger almost face guard him off the rim, right? And let Brooks come get the rebounds like he has been. Let, you know, the guards come clean up those scraps. But I think it's going to have to be a collective effort. This is a high-powered, high-octane offense. They're well-coached. So, you know, I think our pace can cause some fits for them, right? If we can take the air out of the ball a little bit and still play efficiently. And then what I'm expecting, what I'm looking forward to, can we get the resurgence of March Langborg, right? Can Ryan light it up again like he did last March against, you know, Arizona and Creighton, some really high-quality opponents, leading his Princeton Tigers to the NCAA Sweet 16? You know, can we get a repeat of that? I think he has that capability. Hopefully the ankle is another week stronger. Hopefully I'd love to see that ankle brace off, right? If I see that ankle brace off, it's going to be on, right?
Yeah, right.
I think he's going to come out firing, and we're going to do a good job of getting him the ball. And if he sees that first shot go in, it's always tough for that opposing team. And that just, you know, think that just takes some pressure off of Boo, right? Like, I think Boo's not going to have a problem finding his shots. So if we can get Ryan involved early, if we can get some mismatches going with Martinelli and Brooks on the block, with some guards that probably aren't used to guarding the post. So I think that's where we're gonna find some mismatches and some ability to find some paint touches. And it, you know, even if we're not scoring down there, we're gonna have the defense collapse, be able to get some kickout threes, and stuff like that. So, you know, it's an intriguing matchup. It's two different styles. It's two good coaches going up against one another. Luckily for us, we do have some NCAA experience as well. These guys have played two games for the most part. Obviously not as much as FAU, but we still have that taste of what March feels like and what it takes to win in these environments. So I'm really excited for it. I think it's going to be fantastic. I think the atmosphere is going to be great. First game on Friday, right? People are going to be anxious. People are going to be there. You know how our squad travels for these tournament games. So it's going to be great. And it's going to be a great opportunity for these guys to prove, that they belong and that, we're here to win, right? We're tough to play and prepare for just like anybody else. And I think, our defensive philosophy is different, right? I can guarantee almost that nobody has doubled the post like we do, right? Or as effectively as we do. Mm-hmm. So I think we can cause some turnovers. We can cause some frustration. You know, if we're in tune with our rotations and we're not fouling, I think we have a really good shot of winning this.
Yeah, I agree. One thing you touched up on was the mismatches and the matchups. One great thing you mentioned, Luke Hunger, his ability to knock down the three and even him shooting, I think that'll really,
draw. I got to see a couple going.
And that's going to, open it up. That Martinelli Brooks in there posting up, they won't have that big in there. And then even Boo, him getting to the basket, getting to his floater and everything. I think we should be able to attack and get the shots that we want. Then end of the day, looking back on, we're 2-0 in the first round of the NCAA tournament. No, we haven't been there all the time, and we did make history back to back. We're 2-0, so I'm hanging my hat on that. I'm expecting us to come out. The coaches they had, we've got enough time to prepare. Guys got some rest, and all season long, the coaches have been doing a great job of putting in different wrinkles to the plays that they have and making it fit to the style of play and the defense of the opposing team. So I'm expecting us to come out firing. Like you said, what's the nickname for Ryan? March Ryan, what you call him?
March Borg or March. I don't know. I'm still working on it.
All right.
I'm still working on it.
We'll have it down by Friday. But yeah, I'm expecting him to come out blazing. Just pick up from where he left off last year. He understands, that Wisconsin game, he was in some foul trouble. He's fresh. I'm expecting him to just go out and just go crazy.
I want a shot at UConn, Juice. I really do. Why not us, right? Who says that, upsets happen in March every year, right? All the time. Who says that, something can't happen to, one of their guys in the first game, right? Or, we get them in foul trouble early. They're obviously big. They're potented. They're high powered. But hey, again, we have that style play that can really adjust and play to any opponent. So, we've knocked out a number one team already this year. Why can't we do it again? Yeah. Right. So I look forward to us hopefully winning on Friday and then getting a shot at the defending champs on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough, but we took number one Gonzaga to the, the final minutes, barring a crazy goaltend in 2017.
Yeah.
And then last year we struggled in the first half versus UCLA, but came roaring back and we're right in that ball game with a couple minutes to go. So I think we have the team chemistry, right? The belief and just the style that can compete with anybody in the country. And when March rolls around and the tournament is on, who says another upset can't happen? So I'm looking forward to getting a crack at them and seeing what we can do.
Same. Yeah. I mean, we're all expecting UConn to win, but upsets happen. Like you said, they may not even make it themselves, but we do get our crack at them. I love our chances. It's one game series. one game, and you go. We just got to be better than them for those 40 minutes. Hopefully, no overtime. But I love our chances with our backcourt, the guys we got in the coaching staff. I think, you know, like you said, we match up with anybody in the country. And if we pull off that upset, if it is UConn, get to the Sweet 16, just imagine that momentum we'll have. We'll be smooth sailing Sweet 16. Then we'll have maybe what, San Diego State, or so, who are some other people on that side? You got Auburn, Yale. Yeah,
Illinois is on that in our bracket as well.
I would love that matchup against them. We show when we played them at home, once we slowed that pace down, you know, we took care of business at home, neutral site, yeah. And we know we got the recipe to beat them. So I don't know. Why can't we beat a Cinderella team? There's always that Cinderella team. Like you said, why not us? So hopefully that's right. This is the year. We're down a few bodies, but, you know, we're a team at the end of the day. They're resilient. They've came together. Found a way to still get into the tournament when some people wrote us off. And I'm excited. I'm really excited for this Friday morning first game. And it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
All you got to do is get in, right? And then let fate take it from there, right? Let your play take over. I love the confidence of this team. I love the confidence of the coaching staff, right? Like Coach Collins said the other day is like, you know, I was confident in every lineup I was putting out there, right? No matter who we put out there, I knew we had a chance to win and we're going to win. So I think that stems from the top, right? Like mm-hmm. Coach as the, you know, the CEO, the head of the program, you know, that confidence trickles down throughout the coaching staff, through the players, through the managers. Like everybody has this belief and understanding that the product that we're putting out on the court is the best possible product. And, you know, we have the pieces to win. So I love the mentality. I love the focus. I love the fact that we got some extra days to rest up and prep. And I'm excited, man. It's just a time to go out there and let loose and play freely because there's no tomorrow. And, you know, it's, you know, could be the last time that this group gets to play together. So I think that they're going to take all that stuff to heart and understand that they're going to keep fighting for one another to continue this dream on.
Yes, sir. It's a new season. Boo is going home. I'm excited. I think we got a real good chance. So,
score prediction for the FAU game first, Juice. What do you got?
I'm going to say 71-67 Northwestern. I know FAU, they're averaging, 83 points or so. But I really think we're going to, you know, with Boo in that backcourt, the style of play that we have and the type of game that we're going to put out there, I know the coaching staff has something up their sleeve, and I think we're really going to slow it down and play it our style. So I'm going to say 71-67 in our favor.
I was right in the same ballpark as you. I think it's going to be even a little bit lower scoring. I think we're going to score. I think it's going to be in the 60s, but super close. I was going to go 67-65 Northwestern.
Game winner.
It's going to be really tight. I think it's going to be a close game, right? I think it's going to be one of those nail biters. But I think we're going to have to come up clutch in the end, make some free throws, and maybe they hit a late three. Like we're up five or something, and they hit a late three to get it closer.
I love our chances. It's a close game, like we've been saying all season. We got Boo. The ball's in his hands. And Boo, we trust. It's close. I love our chance. I think we'll get it. So I like those predictions. We got to come back to that after we get this first W. I'm calling. For sure. There we go. All right, man. Well, next week we got to circle back. So let's keep this season going so we can keep these episodes going. Look forward to the big game. We got a big weekend coming up for the Wildcats. So let's keep
it
rolling.
It's favorite weekend of the year starting, obviously. I mean, well, we got games on tonight too. So it's already started. It's already begun. Yeah. And let the madness continue.
Definitely. Let's do it. As always, man, appreciate you. Always fun talking about our Cats and basketball. So March is here, baby.
That's right. Shout out Beyond the Big Ten. Thanks for all the support and love. Wildcat Alley Podcast. I'm Alex Margatulio. Juice Thompson signing off.
All right. Catch us Apple. What are we on? iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. Catch us everywhere. Instagram. Wildcat Alley signing out.